Now, this innocuous-looking wall in Melbourne, Australia, has brought one graffiti artist into the international spotlight and caused quite a lot of trouble. Now, it hasn't always looked like this. Under the layer of paint, there is a woman wearing a Muslim niqab, but that wasn't the original work either. This provocative image was. The local council thought the picture of a bikini-clad Hillary Clinton was offensive to women and ordered it to be destroyed. We asked the artist behind the work why he chose the kneecap to cover Hillary Clinton.
They weren't happy. Their official statement is that it wasn't because it's Hillary. It was because it's a woman and she's near naked. I don't quite understand why that's offensive on by any means. I mean, she's not naked. So I thought, well, why don't I cover her with the kneecap? Why not? If I do that, I can't say that it's offensive because it's a beautiful Muslim woman now. It's not Hillary Clinton anymore. It's now a Muslim woman. They just came down and cleaned it off anyway. Either it was the council or the real estate of, you know, who are like basically controls the building. They've leaned on them and intimidated them into cleaning off the mural.
Well, Hillary Clinton is not the only US presidential candidate to get the same treatment by the artist. This picture of a naked Donald Trump appeared on another Melbourne wall. Although it was changed a little, local authorities did not cover it completely, as in the case with Hillary's picture. Caleb Maupin hit the streets of Washington, D.C. to find out what people there thought of the controversy.
There's nothing wrong with that. I don't know why people get offended by that kind of stuff.
Of course, it is not offensive, and it doesn't look like anybody. It just looks like some public person. It could be anybody. It doesn't really kind of defame somebody or put someone down.